Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the September 2017 Laura Ingalls Wilder update. I am your host, Sarah Utoff, and this is Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. I'm the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes, please leave positive feedback because that helps other people find the show. And with no further ado, I want to go ahead and dive right into everything that's going on this month because September 10th be a very busy month indeed. Now, first off, I want to apologize for not getting an update done in August. The whole month just was one thing after another, but I'm glad we're getting September done, sort of timely, and that'll kind of get you up to date. Now, first off, to kind of go through the events that are on the horizon, this weekend is Laura Days in Pepin, Wisconsin, and it's going to be September 9th and 10th, and we are going to be up there. I'm going to be bringing out a brand new program called In the Classroom with Laura. So I have never presented this one in public, so we'll see how this goes, but it should be fun. It's in the vein of In the Kitchen with Laura. And I'm going to be mixing Laura's story with one-room schools, and we're going to be having hands-on experiences for the kids to do one-room school things, and I'm hoping it turns out well. We will see. The other keynote speaker at the event is Renee Grave, and she is the illustrator of the Little House books, the picture books, the easy... No, I'm sorry. She's the illustrator of most of the picture books and sort of ran the system for that. Now, I think this is going to be an interesting match for the Laura Days because as a librarian, I've gone to a lot of author and illustrator programs, and they do tend to kind of cover similar ground. But if you've never been to one, I think this will be a great opportunity for you to do that. And one of the things I like about Renee's stuff is that she was inspired by Grant Wood, which looking at, I would never have said if, because I was, my attention was always on the characters in front, but if you look at her background, you can really see what that means if you're familiar with Grant Wood's work, who is of course the premier painter from Iowa. Now, what else is going on this month? Baroque has had their Fall Fest and used book sale, and it was on September 1st. They are not overly good about getting that date out a long time ahead, but they always have a fall book sale. This one's quite a bit earlier than the last one, and it's a fundraiser for the museum. If you missed it and you want to still support the museum, I'm sure they will continue to take donations. Then finally, we get down to one of the other big events, which is in Mansfield, Missouri. Speaking of not getting dates out early, there's been some changes of administration down at Laura's Memories and the Ozark Players, but they... did get a schedule out, and it is for September 1st and 2nd, 8th and 9th, and 15th and 16th. It is a unique pageant for a couple of things. It has a musical theme. So there's musical numbers, which are actually very good. There is a rotation in the characters. So not the same person plays Laura or Ma all the way through, so they don't have to memorize so much. And they also have some of the best back support, which as you get older, you really appreciate. Now, they do have one of those events, the 15th and 16th, is going to be when Wilder Days is in action. And they are actually going to have a special event on the 15th. We only found out about this month, maybe 6 weeks ago. And I really wish I could have been able to rearrange my schedule so I could go to this too. It didn't happen. But it's going to be a special dinner in honor of Laura's 150th birthday. Dean Butler is going to be appearing. And this is the part that I'm just sick that I'm going to be missing it. You will be allowed to take photos in front of the Rocky Ridge living room fireplace. To take your own photos inside of Rocky Ridge is the dream, folks. So I'm going to be missing that. And also there's going to be a lot of big Laura fans there. And, of course, Bill Anderson will be about. And so there's just a lot of cool stuff going on. And I wish it would have worked out that I was going to be there. But sadly, I am not. Moving along, more towards the end of the month, Malone in New York, setting a farmer boy. Locals also like to prefer to say it's in Burke, New York. The farm's sort of right between those two communities. And they have their annual Harvest Festival and Civil War Living History Encampment on September 23rd. And so in addition to having reenactors with the Civil War, they're going to have pumpkin painting, children's 19th century games in the orchard, children's corn pit in the barn. They have an annual adult juried art show, which this is their eighth one, and entertainment, demonstrators, crafts, and produce. Now, they're also open on the 24th, which is really an extension of the 23rd. The hours are more limited, and they sort of limit some of the stuff starts to peel off on what's going on. But I've always thought it sounded like a lot of fun, and I wish that I could get there sometime. And, of course, the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum in West Branch, Iowa, had their annual Laura Ingalls Wilder Remembered event on Labor Day. Now, there was 1 year, I think it was 1 year, it might have been two, where they did not have the event in the last, I don't know, 6 years ago. But they basically, since they started having it again, they've had it every year. And they have been rotating speakers now. And I was kind of a little disappointed that they didn't have more of something. It being the 150th anniversary, especially because the events, especially the schedules of events, have been coming out real late this year. And so I kind of had hope to the last minute, but it didn't. They just had the normal speech as far as I could tell. And I do want to shoot ahead to October in that the Mary Ingalls School is going to have the Mark and Brandy Janison duo come and do a musical program. They're calling it the Mary Ingalls Fiddle Program on October 15th. And I like to give a shout out to them. This is, of course, taking the place of the Mary Ingalls pageant this year, sadly enough. And they have previously appeared at the Laura Ingalls Wilder birthday event at Uptown Bill's. And I am hoping to get a post that's got their performance done before that, so you can sort of get a feeling for what they're going to do. Now, I'm also been going to be doing programs in September, and it tends to be a busy month. I've got two programs. The one and mentioned already at Pepin's in the classroom with Laura. And then I'm also going to be doing In the Kitchen with Laura on September 17th. And I think that's always a good time. People love that program, and I'm looking forward to doing it again. Now, one of the things that I always post every month on the blog are mentions, which are links to articles that are about me or newscasts or whatever that during the month that I've found out about. But this particular one for August, I have a citation for an article that I wrote with my mother that appeared in the AlFam Bulletin, Museums and Food Allergies. I think this is kind of an important subject because while schools have really turned themselves inside and out to deal with food allergies, museums, even though they deal with a lot of school kids and they deal with a lot of food, haven't really address this issue very much. And I've put the article out there and I'm hoping that we'll get some feedback. Now, the issue is actually dated winter 2016 because they got behind. And sadly, it's also the last paper edition of the bulletin. They're going to go online, which has a lot of drawbacks for long-term access for members, but they are going to go forward with an electronic version, and with the membership you are able to get into that version, and hopefully that will be coming out soon. And in the meantime, if you want a copy, you can get one at the AlFam website. Now, I did want to point out, just take a minute and talk about some of the episodes that I have gotten done the last month or so. I'd had, first off, back in June, I'd done a sort of roving report once we got home from our family trip to Keystone. If anybody is planning to do the long trek across South Dakota and head out to Mount Rushmore, I think that might have some good suggestions for you, especially taking into account where we stopped if you're traveling with kids. And I just have to say again, there's so much stuff to see in South Dakota. We were constantly seeing stuff that we would have liked to stop at that we weren't able to because we didn't have time. Now, I had an interview with Dean Butler about the DeSmet event. And also, I did a program reporting for myself, my experience at the DeSmet event 2017. There's also a couple posts that have links to my tweets and my Instagrams. And I'm going to be doing a post fairly soon, I hope, where I get that all together in one place so you can find it easily. There's also a Travel Times episode that I did about our trip to Springfield, Illinois. So if you enjoy those, check that out. I did an interview with the new head of the Keystone Area Historical Society Museum, which, of course, has the great Carrie Ingalls Swainsey display. And if you're interested in Carrie, I think you should take a listen to that. I think we're going to have her back because there's just too much to talk about. And the last episode before this was Laura Ingalls Wilder and the Butter Cow. For those who don't know, the Butter Cow is a big deal at the Iowa State Fair, and there's always a companion statue. And this year, in honor of Laura's birthday, it was a Butter Laura and Mary. So that's sort of what has been going on this last month and what's going to be coming up during September. I hope that we'll see you at some of the events. And until then, I just want to encourage you to brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.